Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron.
It's time to talk to single guys. All right, everybody, sing along. Much fun here on the show. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. We're on Facebook Live right now. You can watch the boys in the studio. OJ is taken front and center in front of the Facebook live streaming camera. If you want to see a good-looking black man, that's where you tune in right there. That's right. Hey, listen, last week we talked to the single girls about what it was like being single in this crazy world. And Tim, when was the last time you were single?
1993.
Back in the 90s.
Yeah. Well, my wife and I just celebrated our 24th. And
celebrated?
Celebrated. Yeah, nice. Our 24th. And we had met about a year-ish before that. It was a real quick romance. And what's the word I'm trying to think of?
You were Christians, dating. So you wanted to fool around, so you got married?
Preach. Boom. Preach.
Is that a real thing? Do you think people do that?
Yes.
Really?
No, I love Jesus.
No, stop it. You know what I mean?
No.
Do you think that young Christian couples get married in order to not disobey God when it comes to fooling around or something?
They might not say it, but I think they do.
Right.
I know that's what I was doing.
Okay. Anyway, moving along. This week, last week was all the single ladies. You can go to our website, drewmarshall.ca, and go to last week's show, and you can listen to that episode right there, that segment. And then it was finished off with Michelle McKinney-Hammond, who came in and kind of was the anchor on that one. This week, I thought, well, let's get the boys in. It's only fair. So I was looking around, and I was trying to find a single white dude in his 50s, and I found Gordo.
Yay!
Gord, if anybody is mic aware, it's you. So snuggle up.
Yeah, I know. But I have to get closer to you to get closer to the mic, and I'm not really comfortable with that.
Yeah. That's wrong a completely gender. Different wow. episode of being
wow.
single.
Wow. Gordon and I have known each other for as long as Tim and I have known each other.
Oh, I think you guys actually have it on me.
Yeah.
By about a
Probably.
Year or two.
Yeah. Gordon was my first counselor at Teen Ranch. My bunkhouse leader. Yep.
Did Drew they have Teen Ranch back?
Problem camper.
Well, at least he didn't burn down the cabins.
No, just the school. Wasn't that Danny Copeland? He was the troubled kid, wasn't he?
Hey? Trouble?
Danny.
Danny, let's do a magic knot-tying trick around my neck and choke myself.
I never saw that, but
oh, yeah,
I heard about
good.
It. Yeah.
It was good. Anyway, and then I was looking around for a, and I thought, well, we shouldn't just get white guys. Let's get an Asian guy in here. And so I was looking around, and I went to singleasianguys.com, and I found James.
I didn't sign up.
James has been on the show before a couple times. James was a contestant in our So You Think God Wants You to Get Married contest. No, what was it called again? The dating game.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, that's
sponsored
right.
by Christian Mingle. What happened to that girl? Did you kick her to the curb, James?
Oh, gosh. So to speak.
Would she be listening right now, wondering where you are?
That's a good question.
Not anymore.
I don't know if she would.
Would her restraining order allow her to listen to the show today?
No, she was a nice gal.
She was a nice gal. You're funny. James, is it true that you're in your 40s?
I am. I'm in my late 40s.
Is it true that you're Asian?
Yes.
Okay.
Last time I checked.
By the way, is that the right word? We're not allowed.
If you want to be specific, you could say Korean because that's my background, but there's nothing wrong with Asian.
No, Asian's okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Gordon, how do you feel about white?
White is good.
Sponsored by Donald Trump.
And then I searched and searched and searched. Seriously, I called every black person I knew.
Black Panther.
Wakanda. Wow.
I called Don Bennett, our attorney at large. Family attorney,
divorce lawyer.
Great divorce lawyer. I called Karen Burke from the Toronto Mass Choir. I called everybody I knew. And I even called the three black single ladies from last week. You know? No, I just called Davina, actually, and I said, hey, you know, I got to find a black single guy in his 30s. And all we could come up with.
I mean, I'm not all. I mean,
all we could come up with was OJ, who will be 30 in a couple of months.
Yeah.
Okay. Happy birthday to you.
Well, in a couple of months.
Does that trip you up, being single and 30?
No. We're talking about that earlier.
Who was talking about it?
I mean,
we were.
The listeners don't know who we are.
Yeah, okay,
James and I were talking about
The Asian gentleman.
Yeah. the Korean man.
Yes.
Located. Yeah. I'm completely optimistic, and maybe that may be because I am younger. So I'm 100% gonna. I'm gonna allow the stream
of optimism.
Drip down first before I talk. I'm like,
might need a little bit of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So speaking of optimism and the opposite. Gord, does it freak you out that you're in your 50s and single?
No, it doesn't freak me out.
No?
No.
Does it play with your head?
Give it some thought once in a while, but life's what you make of it. It's not, you know, there's not a standard recipe for happiness or for joy or for peace or any of those things. There's a lot of ways to find that. And
yeah.
Marriage can be one of them. I've been married, as you know. So,
yes. Yeah. How'd that work for you, Gordon?
Not well.
Right.
So I have that perspective as well. So.
And this is why you're here today.
Because, that's why I'm here.
Because I think that single guys, the older they get, the more they romanticize what it might like to be married.
Mm.
And then they get married and they go, whoa, that bubble just got popped. And then next thing you know, they're not married anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound about right, Gordo?
That can happen, sure. Yeah, it sounds like it's probably fairly common. I think some bubbles do get popped, no matter what, in every situation. So that's another thing. What do you make of that? And how do you handle that in your relationship? So.
Okay, I'm going to ask all three of you the same question, because I'm very interested to know what your answers are to this same question. Okay? OJ, why are you single?
Because I want to be.
Ooh. Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, I'm
ladies all over the place.
I'm not saying like, you know, I have it like that, but to be honest with you, like, I have been approached. I have opportunities to get in relationships with people.
Yeah.
But it's realistically, like, I'm not just trying to, you know, play house. Like, I have friends that are older, especially from our generation. We were looking at statistics wise, but like, a lot of our generation is slowing down. Some of us are doing the exact opposite. But mainly because like, divorce isn't something you want on your resume, you know, being like a 20-year-old. So,
I'm going to quote you on that. Divorce isn't something you want on your resume as a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point.
How about, you know, 30? Can we put it on number 30?
Yeah, sure. You can put it on number 30. The first couple I married in Australia got divorced 6 months later. And that made me really rethink through whether I wanted to do that or not, because I took it personally. I mean, it wasn't my job to take it personally, but I did take it personally.
Did you marry other people that didn't work out, or was that the worst case scenario?
No, that was the worstest.
Was it your fault?
It wasn't my fault. No.
You didn't say something midway.
Remember I said, if anybody has a reason that these couples did not get married, I saw a few eyes staring at me there. But what was I going to say? Oh, no, then it made me be really selective about, like, I'm not going to marry you if I think you shouldn't get married. Because and then somebody said to me, oh, that's not your call, man. You don't get to make that call.
But don't you, though, if you're the person marrying them?
I don't know. But then you're looking at, I'm predicting the end of their marriage? Really?
He gets paid no matter what.
Yeah, I get paid no matter what. So, you know, that's fine. All right, James, why are you single?
The million-dollar question.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know if I have an answer for that. I think you asked me that a few years ago in the dating game.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I don't think I dwell on that question so much as how do I live life right now?
Yeah.
And including dating and all that stuff. But because that, to me, that question almost sometimes or often can imply, you know, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and I've been there. I've been there for, you know, years in the past, asking that question, kind of going in the spiral. And I think, I don't know if that's helpful. Not to say that we shouldn't look at ourselves. Is there things to grow and to learn and to change?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But
what's not helpful is, yeah, dude, you're in your 30s and you're single. What's, yeah, wrong with you?
And we were talking about that OJ and I.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go.
Just earlier, like, there's that connotation, like, I'm, you know, my late 40s now, 47.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with you? That's kind of, yeah, often what gets, yeah, implied by them.
Speaking of what's wrong with you, Gord, can you reach down, Gord, and pull the handle that makes your chair go up? Because right now it looks like you're at the kids' table at the Thanksgiving.
Is there a thing for mine as well?
Yeah, you're way down there too.
Oh, you,
yeah,
mean I've been sitting up here like King James?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Time?
Oh, Gord's here. Gord's back.
No,
yeah, it'll go up. There's a thing.
That was all it gave me.
Oh, really?
I'm like 5'3" right now.
Oh, man. Okay, what is wrong with women?
Oh,
I want to start off because, yeah, I want, and then Gord, I want you to go next because we're going to save the heat for last. Okay, OJ?
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
so here's the thing. I was thinking the other day, you know, I have communicated with many people in my lifetime, and this is what I've heard, that women want a man who will take the lead, they want a man that will approach them, they want a confident man, they want a man who's, you know, whatever that means. And then when the men do that, then the women go, no, you didn't. I'm going to do what I want when I want, and blah, blah, blah. And there's just a real weird dichotomy happening out there. And to be honest, women, in general, I think are the best at giving mixed signals. Do I get an amen? I got one amen. The other guys are like, oh, I've got to clap under the table.
Yeah.
It's because,
yeah,
we're on video right now.
And everyone's listening.
Yeah. Okay, Gord.
Yeah, I don't know how to top that.
Do you agree that and now look, obviously it can be sexist to say it's just one gender that gives mixed signals. Depending on the person, sure, there are many, sure, people that give mixed signals.
I've given mixed signals.
Right. Yeah. So we all have the capacity to be able to give mixed signals. But I say on the whole, I think women have, in our society anyway, provided a mixed signal phenomena that men don't know what to do with. Gord, that's maybe a better way to say it.
Yeah, and what I take away from that is not only mixed signals, but mixed motives. I'm never really sure why a woman wants to get into a relationship. Is it me, or is it what I have?
Okay.
Or the things that I can do for her?
Right.
And, that goes both ways, though, too.
It sure can go, yeah, both ways, but I think it's more so with women than men.
Okay, all right. Okay, James.
So I'm only going to speak from my experience.
Yeah. What's wrong with women?
Yeah. I think the question
just
for
as
me
Kristen
is,
walks in the door, yeah, gives us a little, yeah, tune. Yeah.
I'm not sure if the question is so much what's wrong with them, but I guess for me,
oh, being, no, that's the question.
Being the nice guy that I am,
yes,
that I've always been, and been promoted as such by friends to women. I guess I wonder why it is exactly what you were saying earlier, that if I'm a nice, you know, reliable, loyal guy, I'm not the bad boy, mm-hmm, the adventurous, like, you know, leader type A, then why am I not necessarily given a chance?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's kind of been the question and kind of my experience.
Yep.
I can add on that I think I can learn from that I can take more initiative and be more.
No, but dude, I'm going to say that is one of the reasons I think that you're single is because that nice guy thing, yeah, has a certain odor to it. To, yeah, that some women go, ooh, yeah, he is such a nice guy. Friend, how many times have you been friend-zoned?
Many times in the past.
Thank you.
That's part of my journey. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the alpha male thing. Yeah. The women want the alpha male.
Well, they think they want the alpha
male. That's right. They think they want the alpha
male. Until they break up.
Yeah.
I was always the friend of the cute guy in school.
Yeah.
And when they break up, why can't they be more like you? And I'd be sitting like, yeah.
I'm right here.
I'm right here. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, and then let's talk about the alpha female, right? The strong, confident female.
Yeah.
You think, well, that would be if opposites attract, right? Well, then James, that woman should be all over you, right? That she should be just like, come here, James,
perhaps,
right here, right now, come on, come.
Sit.
But yeah, but then does it not then go? No, actually, those alpha women, they want someone who can handle their stuff.
Yeah, I actually
and,
can
and
get
push back a
by
little
that.
Bit.
I can
and
get
you
intimidated.
Get intimidated by
yeah,
that.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. All right, down the roll to the end of the line. OJ, what's wrong with women?
So, first of all, before I offend 75% of my friends, 75% of my friends are females.
Of course.
Most of them, which is very different for most people. But I don't want to say something's wrong. And I'm speaking for the ones that I've spoken to, so yeah. I haven't hit the high.
Okay, can 30s. We just put the caveat out there? We know we're generalizing.
Okay, next. Okay, all right. Just making sure before, like, you know, she hits me in the back of the head with a camera.
Well, that is going to happen.
Yeah. So I think for me it's just some unrealistic viewpoints of how things are. And I'm happy because a lot of my friends are females. I get to hear the stupidity that comes out of guys' mouths.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, sure. Okay, yeah. So I should just not say that. But then on the opposite side, like, I have friends that, like, I am their only guy friend, and they say things that I'm like, you know, that doesn't exist in human natural form, right? Like, Superman died in his movie.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Your chances of that are gone.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, so, and even Superman, like his girl wasn't even, like, completely happy.
And he had a fortress of solitude.
So, yeah. Like, he had kryptonite. Like, we all, like, so, I think for me, what's wrong is just being a little bit more realistic with what they want.
Yeah.
And also, and I mean this in all offense, what you can provide, what are you bringing to the table? Like, I want this guy that looks like this. Awesome, boo-boo. What are you bringing? Because you have to attract.
I'm totally hung up on boo-boo. Anyone else? Just kind of sit right there.
You have to attract each other. Like, so, like, yeah. And God hit me up with that one day where I'm like, I want this and I want this. And God's like, cool. What are you
bringing?
What are you? Sure. And I'm like, okay, God. Like, that was kind of, you know, but, like, it's.
You did not just hit me with a curveball.
Yeah,
God.
Yeah. But it made me have to think, like, okay, so, like, if I want someone that's in their word,
yeah.
Like, that means I have to get in my word.
Yeah.
And if I want a guy to be respecting me, then that means I have to respect myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, it's just being realistic, I think, is my thing.
Okay, just got to do a little radio business, and we're going to come back from this little bit of radio business by having this conversation. Have you ever met a woman and you know that she will end up with a man, but the only man she will ever end up with is Jesus? Coming back with that one.
They call them nuns.
We are in the studio with three single dudes. One's in his 50s, one's in his 40s, and one is almost 30. And we're talking about what that world is like. What is it like out there? Just before that little commercial break, I said we would come back and talk about how many of you have met a woman that you knew were going. You knew she was going to end up with somebody, but you knew it was only going to be Jesus. I can think of someone off the top of my head, and I know for a fact that is one of the reasons. Now, the guy was an absolute dirtbag in many ways. I get it. But it was definitely one of the reasons why this marriage went south. Hmm. Because she was so in love with Jesus that her husband didn't stand a chance. Hmm. Now, that's a weird thing to say because we're supposed to be so in love with Jesus. But as guys, let's just talk about that phenomenon. In love with Jesus? I don't know how to describe that or feel about that. I mean, I wouldn't mind playing hockey with him, going out for a pint.
Probably be a dirty
Jesus
player.
Is not my boyfriend.
Jesus is not my boyfriend.
Just to be clear.
That sounds like a book.
It should be the Hillsong motto. But anyway. So, Gord. Yeah, yeah. Gord. Do you want to touch this one at all or do you just want to walk away?
Yeah, that's a sticky one. I don't know.
Stickier than the first stuff we talked about?
Well, there's two sides to that, right? So there's what you're talking about is that the guy has no chance competing with Jesus, right?
Yes.
The other side of that is ultimately where are you going to get your fulfillment in life from? Better than anything else. If you're fulfilled in your relationship with God, marriage is probably going to work better. So your expectations are a little bit less. Hmm. Not everything is on your partner.
Right. Right.
That's why it works
so
for
it can go both ways.
Right. Right.
My wife's expectations are really low.
Yeah. That's why it works for you. Yeah. Yeah.
She's so spiritual.
I have to have Jesus stand in every once in a while.
James, I see you pondering.
Yeah, I've been thinking during the commercials too, but I don't know if anyone, I can't think of anyone that I know who, you know, their relationship had ended because of that. But I think implied again behind the question is, you know, how much are we spiritualizing? If I'm wrong here or not, but spiritualizing relationships and being human, and not to say that God doesn't care about our relationships and he's not in them and guiding and all that, but more so like, yeah,
just like that. What's that phrase? So heavenly minded of North.
North, we're good.
Like just yeah. Being real and just saying we're human beings as well.
Yeah, sitting around the table enjoying a meal could you pass the butter, please? And they say, isn't it great that the Lord made cattle we could have butter?
That's an example. I guess I wasn't quite thinking that. But that's along the lines of what I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm just over-spiritualizing it so much.
Okay, all right. OJ, can I accuse you of over-spiritualizing things when it comes to relationships?
I think, I'm a church mama's boy. So like, I guess I kind of do at some points.
Mm-hmm. Because when I asked you about coming on the show, one of the first things you said was, basically you intimated, I don't know what the words were, but you intimated that, dude, I am single and I am loving it because I love the Lord and I trust the Lord. You were talking like that.
Yeah, for the most part. Like I think that's kind of where, like, when I was talking to James, I'm like, oh, gosh, he's giving me, like, the little perspective a little bit further on, which is important to look look further than that. But I'm completely optimistic that when I meet the right person that, like, I want to be the right person. And for that reason, I need to lean more on my relationship with God. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not the most important thing. Like, I don't have in my fridge a wanted ad of, like, female who loves God. Like, I'm going to do my thing, and then when I find her on the cereal box or wherever she is, like, then it'll work. So, like, in my head...
She's missing?
Yeah. Missing in action. But, like, so for me, it's mostly for me, it's like, what can I do to make sure I'm the person that when I meet the other person, that the person's like, oh, that's good. And I'm like, oh, that's good, too. And then, you know... We get married and that whole type of thing goes on. They have bells and flower girls and
whoa,
all those kind
whoa,
of things.
Whoa, easy.
Bagpipes.
Bagpipes, yeah.
Who puts more pressure on you guys when it comes to being married, to getting married? Who puts more pressure on you? Is it your family, your mama, your... That's like perfect timing
friends.
For a yo mama joke there. But yeah, the church, friends...
Church.
Whoa, you said that quick.
Church, and I was listening to the show yesterday. The church puts pressure, and they suck at helping. Mm. It's like it doesn't make any sense. Like,
explain that.
So, plug. I run a group called with like 10 to 12 other people.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, it's called 9 to 12 other people. but it's a group we started called The Mob, and the whole point of it is to bring together Christian young adults so we get to meet each other. Outside of being under the age of 35, when are you meeting other Christian, like, for example, I'm a man. So when you're meeting other Christian women, because you go to church, you hear the message, everyone shakes each other's hands, we get all the germs so we can go home and cough.
Yeah.
And then pretty much everyone is, like, I don't know, sprinting for the door to get to their parking space, and they're gone.
Yeah.
So, like, the people that you should be making a connection with are completely gone. And there's no...
Well, that's why they have singles groups.
But the singles groups
they meet
suck.
At the bowling alley on Wednesdays.
Singles groups suck. Like, I'm not trying to, like... No. I think it's weird when you have a group called a singles group. Like, I think it's more of, like...
Totally.
Just go for a thing, like, where people that have common interests can just come and hang out and create friendships. And from there, you can see what happens. But, like, hey, I'm single, and you're single. We're sitting in this chair right now, and hopefully in a couple of months we will be in our own house together. Let's do this. This is why we're here. It's just weird.
Yeah, it is.
It's mad weird.
Yeah.
And it seems and sounds desperate, and the people that are there I don't think should be desperate. So
yeah. All right, how about you two? Used to. Have you had any pressure from – well, who's giving you the most pressure, Gord?
I think the church overall puts more pressure on single people to be married.
But how have you experienced that? Because we understand the phenomena that it's not the best place to actually meet people, but how have they put pressure on you? Or is that something you read into and put it on yourself?
You hear it from the platform. You hear it in the sermons. You know, life examples are all about marriage and family and all that stuff. So it's marriage is part of Christian culture in a big way. And as OJ sort of said, there really isn't a place for singles, older singles. Sure, if you're still a teenager or college age or whatever, you can be single. But once you get past a certain age, I don't know exactly what that age is, but once you get past a certain age, there really isn't a good fit for you anywhere, because even the social programs in church are organized around family and around marriage.
Right.
And unless you have friends who are married and include you in all the stuff, you're going to be left out. and you're on your own. And that's why the singles groups happen, because there's this void. People need social contact. And it really is hard to meet other Christian singles, especially when you're older.
Okay, James, we're living in a day. I'm going to ask the Asian guy about technology, if you don't mind.
Sure. His phone's not working. But go ahead. You know that I have a BlackBerry, right?
That's okay.
Just a rotary phone.
2003.
You see this? Do you know what this is? People, look at the shock on their face. Oh, it works. It works. Look, it still works.
You just had anyway. A line where they had the two like teenage boys flip phone. Put the rotary phone BlackBerry in them, and it took them 4 minutes to figure out how to use it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
All right, so Asian guy technology, go ahead.
Well, we're living in a time where people can connect better with people ever. Except we're all relationally dopey because the connection is synthetic.
Sure.
So, but meeting people of certain qualifications, come on. There is Black Christian Singles. There's AsianChristianSingles.com. There's J-Date, you know, for Jews.
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah. That's something?
Yeah, that's a thing. Right. And they're all owned by Spark, by the way. They own
same company,
So, I mean, you can go, you can type in and find or whatever you need to, right? And then. And
Russian
then,
brides.
Russian brides. Right. Russian brides.
I just put it out there.
There you go.
It's a spectrum.
It is my favorite part. Swipe right.
Sorry. So, James.
Yeah.
What is the goal? Are you serious? You can't find single women in this day and age?
Trying. In fact, it's funny that you say that, because I've gone back online with a different dating online service and just kind of getting back in that.
They're not advertising with us anymore, so you can say whatever service you
okay.
want.
Yeah. But even that, I think because partly I'm in my 40s, I didn't grow up with the internet and that. So trying to navigate that. Mm-hmm. Connect with people and eventually meet them and have in-person conversation. It's a little strange and awkward.
Mm-hmm. It's not the technology, it's how you do it. Whereas the young people today have grown up with that and they don't think twice about it.
So I'm sort of half and half, so to speak, right? I didn't grow up with it, but now it's here. I'm trying to learn and connect with it. But even then, I think it's tough, right? Because you're looking at a picture, you're looking at a profile, and I'm sure women see the same thing in me. They see my profile. Is this guy really what he says he is? Like,
he looks
down
like
here.
A nice guy.
He looks Asian, but is he? You know. I feel mixed. But to OJ's point on that, what you brought up, like, but then how else as a guy in his 40s, how else do you meet? Like, I can't go church hopping. I could. But I think that'd be pretty creepy.
Okay, what were you going to say?
So the idea of church hopping is you going from church to church with the sole purpose of finding a church and not having an actual church. That, I think, should be done when you're looking for a church.
Right.
But, for example, if you go to whatever church, the church God redeemed something, blah, 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 of Canada, and or maybe, I don't know, Sub-Saharan Asia, wherever it is.
Yeah.
And you decide, I'm going to go to an event in Oakville, or I'm going to go to an event in Scarborough, or I'm going to go to an event in Turkey, in Egypt, I don't know, wherever you're going. That there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that's actually one of the major problems with people who are single, is that they stay in their own church and they're like, yo, I've seen Rebecca with those same squiggly ankles for the last 50 years. I'm tired. Like, there's nothing there for me. Yeah, well, if you go two blocks down, there may be a program where they have, I don't know, and a chance to serve, which I also think is a huge thing. If people aren't serving in their church or other things, how are you going to find people that are like you? That's another thing. But, like, finding other times and areas to meet other Christians. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Part of that is leaving your church maybe on a Friday or a Saturday to just go join a group for breakfast or something.
Can I jump in a couple things? So one is, I think as an older guy, I think you're right, OJ. That's what I feel like I need to do. But it's harder when you're older. I think you kind of get set in your ways and you're used to it. And I just want to say, I'm going to plug positively my church. A really great community.
We don't do that on this show.
A really great community in terms of I've got my godchildren, like little babies that I get to hold. I have friends who are seniors. And I'm not saying it's not a family-oriented church. It is. Yeah. There's lots of stuff for kids and youth. But at the same time, I think it is quite – they do make an effort to be very inclusive. And so all to say that, you know, churches do need to improve, and it can happen. So I don't feel like the pressure –
It's a numbers game, church. too.
You know, is there anything wrong with going to a church, looking around, going, there is three single women in this church, and they are not anywhere near what I'm looking for.
I think
I should go to a different church. Is that wrong?
No, I think what's happening is we're not supposed to talk like that, but we're thinking it. You know, and I mean by the numbers game, you know, if I go to a church and there's, you know, 50 people in the church.
Yeah.
But if I go to the meeting house.
I'm sorry, did you almost say meeting spouse?
Yes, I did. Because for a while, for a while, it was known like that. But it's hilarious. I think everybody got married, and it's not necessarily the singles joint anymore. But when you have, you know, 1,500 people as opposed to 50,
yeah.
The reality, and that's why the internet dating thing is such a phenomenon.
See, I'm looking at the girls in the room here, and I know that there's not a huge churchy thing happening in their lives. And I could just kind of imagine. Allow me to put words in your mouth, girls, because that's what I'm good at doing.
He always does, right?
I can imagine them sitting there going, "What is happening here? What is this conversation? The what? You have to go to a church to find someone you like to date? That's where you got to go to find? Are you thinking that at all, or do you think that's what's? Seriously, girls, do you think that's weird, or do you go, oh, at least you have a place to go and find people of the same ilk?
I mean, if it's your meeting place, like I meet people in bars, and that's my meeting place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah. And Kristen?
But Tinder.
But, yeah. Is this a weird conversation for you to be hearing?
No. But, like, I don't know. She goes out more than I do, so I just stay home and don't meet anybody.
Aww. Pudding.
Along the lines of...
Yeah.
Kristen, right?
Shauna.
Shauna, Kristen. That's exactly what I said.
They're interchangeable.
I'm a DJ, so I go out a lot. I DJ at clubs. I DJ at places with lots of people.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that are not looking for Christian people, they can just go anywhere.
Anywhere.
And to be truthfully honest, even as a Christian, you can go anywhere.
Yeah. Sure, absolutely.
And you can meet anybody. So it's I'm not saying that church is the only place you can meet someone that is a Christian, because by all means, I've met a lot of people that are Christian from my school, from work, from all those other areas. But you have a higher chance in meeting someone that's Christian in a church, just like you have a higher chance of getting milk
at
Walmart. That's a bad plug for Walmart.
Milk at Walmart.
Milk at Walmart.
Yeah, I don't know. My examples are
OG,
off.
That's deep.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of milk at Walmart,
is that because I'm white?
Yes.
There it is again.
No, I do want to get into this the race thing, because there's a reason I got Larry, Curly, and Mo here of different backgrounds. You know, and I was going to ask them, but they've been talking too much, so I'll talk to you. I've heard this. The girls last week said it, and this blew me away. For black girls, one of the hurdles they actually have is, I want to date a black man, but is the black man actually into black girls? And not being a black man, my brain went, what? You're not. I mean, I can understand dating whoever you want. Okay, that's fine. But to actually say, no, I'm not into someone of the same a genetic makeup as me, or whatever the thing is. What am I? It's not gender. What's that? Race? That's the word.
Skin
so,
pigment.
So, do you have you ever thought about dating outside of the Wonder Bread image that you have?
Sure, why not?
Your voice went really high there.
It did. I wonder why I would do that.
Because the milk's cold.
Yeah, it's not an issue, right?
Not an issue.
Okay, you.
No,
James.
Do you only
want Asian women?
No, actually, I think I said earlier, I actually am open to whomever, but I actually I'm a bit more cautious when it comes to particularly even women who are of Korean background, because I've grown up in the church and the community, and there's a whole other discussion about kind of where you've grown up and kind of being boxed in.
You're more wigged out about dating a Korean because of the stereotype stuff that comes along with that?
Sure, and baggage. Just community and everything, expectations, cultural expectations, all that stuff.
Right.
So,
I mean, both sets of parents would be stoked, would they not?
Yeah, mom and dad
would be. Because isn't
there
a generational thing? Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That would be their preference. I mean,
sure.
Anyway.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah,
and OJ, what about you? Do you have any...
If it's in the Skittles bag and it's in a Crayola set, I'm good. Like, yeah. I think I was listening to the show the other day, and the lady, I can't remember the lady who came on last, but she's mentioned, like, need to start looking into
the other. Crayon box.
It's like that one kid in school that, like, draws with only one crayon, and you're like, how do you draw red apples with brown? Like,
yeah.
Like, use the other colors. So,
like, I don't see color, man.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. That I also hate. Like, there's nothing wrong with seeing color. Sure, like, sure. Just if you, I think it's pretty stupid to say, like, I don't think a certain race is attractive. I think you should just say at that point, I don't like males or I don't like females. Like, just straight up and just say that. Because realistically, it's a skin tone. Like, if someone brought me a Lamborghini and it was pink, I would drive the pink Lamborghini.
That's a great analogy.
Like, it's
just lots of good analogy.
Yeah,
no, the milk Walmart one was terrible.
That was weak.
Yeah, that was that was one of my
JR that was skim.
I love skim. Anyway,
Gord, you wanted to say something?
There's no accounting for attraction, though. Physical attraction.
Yes. Yeah.
Sure.
That's a weird thing. It's hard to explain. So race may have something to do with that. I don't know.
Well, I've been attracted to women of all different backgrounds. So
yeah,
that's me.
But my mom would love to have a Nigerian woman at home.
Mm. Sure.
But I'm like, okay, well, good luck. Like, you're gonna have to do your own website searches for that. I'm open to it, but I'm like, it is significantly hard to specifically focus on one area and say, like, I want to find only black, and I hear this from a lot of my friends that are girls, I want to only find black men. I'm like, okay, well.
It's a generational thing, too.
But I would say,
because it's, you know, we live in a very multicultural situation now. You and I, Gord and Drew, we grew up when it wasn't as multicultural.
Mm-hmm.
But now it is very, very. So it's not a big deal for people anymore. Yeah.
All right, I want to go out with this. By the way, the time has just flown by. What a great conversation. Let's finish with this. What? You've got a microphone, and apparently at any given moment there are 100,000 people listening. I'm sure many
half
of them
are women.
Well, actually, 55% are women.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
55 to 60% are women.
With the stats.
What do you want them to hear? What do you want the women to know? Get your big, broad brush and paint away. Gord.
My number is.
You might want email instead, just email.
Yes. Yeah. Gordo with the line. What do you want women to know, man?
Man, that's a tough question. I would say be straight, be honest. And
well, that does help
totally
dating you if they are.
Well, yes, there's that too, but that's not what I meant by straight.
Oh.
Just be completely honest and truthful and true to yourself in dating situations. Don't try to pretend to be somebody you're not.
Yeah. Yeah, authenticity.
Authenticity, that's the word.
Okay, all right. James, you got all these women listening. Aside from giving out your phone number, what do you want them to know?
Give nice guys a chance.
All we are saying.
Give nice guys a chance.
That's off
the Yeah, that doesn't work. Yeah.
Yeah, just give us a chance. That's all I ask.
Now, would the women say, well, dude, grow a pair?
Yeah, I think there's some truth there too. I'm not saying that nice guys don't have to learn and change too, but
yeah,
just as they are.
Interesting. Like, okay.
Nice doesn't mean pushover.
No.
Yeah.
Good
for
follow up, Gord.
For sure. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. OJ, final word to the guy behind the waka waka. What's that thing called again?
Turntable.
Microphone.
Turntable. The waka waka sounds like Shakira.
Yeah, I'm not good at impersonating Shakira. Yeah.
I would say, I'm going to try to put this as quickly as possible, but I would just say be open to whatever may come your way. Don't get too focused on what you want. McDonald's is great, but so is Burger King. That's another poor,
just ask Trump.
Yeah, wow. Try things that are out of your scope. If you've been dating guys that are only your age, try dating guys that aren't. If you've been, like, I talk to a lot of my friends, and I go places, and I meet, like, an amazing guy. I'm like, oh, perfect. I can introduce her to my best friend. Like, most of my friends are girls.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, no, but he's too far away. I'm like, you, like, people used to write letters and send it
overseas.
By like, a boat. And it would get there in 30 years. And then the person would be like, I can't read this, but your picture looks nice. And you can, like, hop on Skype and talk to someone in another country.
Dude, this is what I'm hearing. This is good. I'm glad you brought this up. There is a direct correlation between the list of qualities that the women want in a man
mm-hmm.
and how old they are.
Yeah.
That list gets shorter
as you get older.
And if it doesn't get shorter, then you will be single.
You will be the lady in the fifth
now,
aisle
pew. The difference is, though, we're not talking about compromising and going, oh, well, no. I'll just put up with this, you know, jerk or this
right.
guy with this yeah. weird, he treats me like garbage, but I can't afford to have be selective anymore. No, that's don't take things to extreme. But what I am saying, I have met far more women who have this list of 93 things, and they just have to have all the boxes checked, and it's just ridiculous.
Pick three. If you pick three, you're going to get two, is usually what they say. But my whole thing is, and people will get angry at me. You can email or send your directions.
Drew, specifically.
OJ the DJ on Instagram. I'm willing to take all your angry messages, but like, just try something different.
Yeah.
Go to another country and walk into a church if that's where you want to go. Go online. Do whatever you like. Just try something new.
All right. That is the end of our segment with the dudes. As we go out with, I think, is probably one of the best wedding songs, as you're going down the aisle to hear "You Two Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For" is fantastic.